My Crazy Family. It's the brand new podcast that we have officially launched that you can now subscribe to, and you can now share your crazy family stories to as well. You're about to hear a 15-minute preview of My Crazy Family. While you're listening, be sure to search My Crazy Family on Apple Podcasts or wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe. Brand new episodes every single Monday and Wednesday of each week, jam-packed with crazy family stories that may make you and your family feel quite normal, or maybe not. Search My Crazy Family wherever you download podcasts, press subscribe, and then share your crazy family story as well. Enjoy this 15-minute preview of the My Crazy Family podcast. So picture this. It's your wedding night. The evening's wrapping up. You're going back to your honeymoon suite and all set for a night of romance. And suddenly there's a knock on the door.
Honey, it's Mom. I don't think you're doing that right.
When Mom becomes your next door neighbor on your wedding nights.
My.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Family.
Family.
My.
Crazy.
Family.
Welcome to the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any episodes of our program. And be sure to check out our channel there on Apple Podcasts. You can subscribe, get the show commercial free, and also get advanced episodes of the show, the whole archive, all of it ad free, just waiting and ready for you to binge away on right now on Apple Podcasts on our channel. And of course, your support helps keep this program on the air. Also giving you a chance at a $500 Amazon gift card before the holidays, right?
All you have to do is review our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts and take a screenshot of that review, send it to contest@crazyfampod.com, and you might have a chance to win a $500 gift card to use however you want. Doesn't matter what your family wants you to do with your money. You get to spend it however you want. We don't care.
You can even rub it in their face too. Be like, look what I just got. And you said I couldn't have that. I've always wanted this electric cat shaver and juicer. It's a 2-in-1 where you can shave your cat with it. And you can also get some fresh orange juice. Same sort of filter it runs through. It's great. So you
it's going to have a lot of cat hair in it, though.
Well, you got to wash it. I mean, it's like you do anything. You wash it, make sure it's real clean. Eat a little extra dander in your juice then, and it helps make you immune to cat allergies. So,
you don't need allergy shots.
No, it's all about just making juice with your cat shaver.
Okay. Twisted and weird, but you know what? You can buy whatever you want, and exactly. Anything is available on Amazon. So yep. Make sure you do that, and maybe you'll have a cat shaver juicer.
A cat juicer. Yep. Cat juicer. Okay. It's a new thing this year. Ninja makes it.
I could see that.
I was like, I go through the aisle all the time, like, what's new from Ninja this week? So, all right.
You know, can you imagine being in their boardroom when they're coming up with ideas? Because it's got to be something bizarre every time they meet.
Although lately, I feel it's like, how can we repackage the same product again this year and make people want to buy the newer version?
That's a really good idea. Like, they'll make it in different colors instead of that standard black.
Let's say heat instead of cook. And let's just change words up. It's just still the same shit. It just, we're going to put it a little bit different, and we're going to make it look a little more like a spacecraft.
Like, yeah, but you know what? They work really well.
Alexa enabled. That could be the next thing to have it. And I shouldn't have said that out loud, but
no kidding.
Something of that nature. Okay. Let's jump into our first crazy family story of the week.
Yeah, this is a really good one. So I am a 26-year-old female and I'm getting married in August of next year. I wanted to be prepared for the potential wedding boom that could happen in my country next year. And I booked everything already now, so I don't have to stress over the details later. Not sure what country we're talking about. Doesn't really matter. My father gifted me and my future husband a suite to stay in during the wedding at one of the finest hotels in my town. When my mom found out that we got a suite from my dad, she booked 2 suites in the same hotel for her, my stepdad, and my brother. She made a big deal that I and my hubby picked out our suite first, so she wouldn't reserve that suite by mistake. My parents have been divorced for 23 years, and have been doing petty things like this to one-up each other my whole life. So this is nothing new, and I'm just shaking it off and continuing on with my life. Well, yesterday, Mom called me and wanted to tell they are so service-oriented. They said it wouldn't be a problem to book her suite right next to you and hubby's suite. And quite honestly, I was a bit dumbfounded when I heard that. I don't know if I'm oversensitive or being unreasonable, but if there's one thing I don't want, it's spending my wedding night with my mom in the next room. What?
You think?
Oh my God.
I can't imagine it being a comfortable moment. Although I gotta say, after your wedding night, a lot of times you're just fucking exhausted. And it was are you going to go do it? Like, chances are it's not like it's the first time and you may just want to go to bed.
Well, exactly. There is a little bit of extra information after this story too. It says the hotel cannot move my mom because my mom booked exactly that specific room. And the receptionist said the room was available on that date. They did not release my information to her. My mom knew exactly which room I'd be staying in and which date. So she didn't have to say, can I have the room next to my daughter? She just needed to say, can I have room A, which is next to room B? I don't want to change hotels. It's one of the most romantic ones in the city I live in. And I don't want to let my mom chase me away from this. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
There's a lot to unpack with this story. Mom has got some serious issues.
She specifically picked that room because it was there.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like, oh shoot. I get it. Like if you're the suites are all together or something and it's like, well, I guess this happened. Why?
You know, and when people book rooms at hotels and things, especially if you're with like a certain wedding or, you know, they have a block of rooms.
Yeah.
So they're all like next to each other.
Yeah.
I could see that happening, but I would also think, wouldn't the hotel not want to put the bride and groom anywhere near those people?
You would think.
Huh.
But I mean, again, I mean, that would be a bridge too far for a lot of folks working at a front desk anywhere. It used to be, would previously be a consideration, but when you consider, you know, the quality of work that we see out there right now, I could see that being easily overlooked or not even thought of or considered or just thought of, but like, fuck it, that's an extra keystroke.
Yeah, you might be right about that. And, you know, is it something that's just kind of crept up in the last couple of years? Probably. You know, they're not thinking like, wait a minute, this woman has the same last name as the bride. Let's not put them next to each other, you know?
And that wasn't the case, though. The mom specifically wanted that room.
Yeah.
That makes it even weirder.
Of therapy.
And it's, I mean, I get like if she's going to be doing shit to her ex-husband or something, like I could see that, like that makes sense. But why do this to your own daughter? That's the weird part. It seems like there's more that we don't know about that relationship than this letter, because it seems like a very passive aggressive move. I mean, there could be nothing. She could just be a narcissist, or there could be more to the relationship that's not being said that would make the mom be like kind of a fuck you in the back of her mind by doing that.
There's a lot going on there though, that you would want to stick it to your ex so badly that you would fuck with your daughter like that.
Oh yeah.
That's next level narcissism.
Completely.
In my book.
Yeah. And then I'm imagining what would end up happening is he accused them or say something or just bring it up lightly. Oh, that's not what I meant for it to be or to do. Or, you know, it'll be completely brushed away. And if you continue to talk about it, it's like you're fucking crazy.
Yeah. I want to be a fly on the wall for this discussion. How is this going to end?
But do you ever bring it up? Because what's the point? What does it do? What does it truly accomplish other than make things more awkward? And people who do this sort of shit, you're not going to train them not to. You're not going to discipline them. You're not going to get a boundary up that they're going to honor. It's as good as they're like a restraining order. I mean, and what that means is, you know, if they're, because we were talking, you know, like restraining orders don't do shit. They don't. The only thing that does something is then if they do bust that person within the confines of where they're not supposed to be with you, they have the right to arrest them. Without that, that's not going to be an option. So it's interesting to see what would actually happen here if you sit down with mom and say, about that night, that's just how they got us the room. That's what it was.
I think what you do is you get mom, you put mom at arm's length.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, without having even dealing with the discussion of this.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just don't see where that would go other than just making everyone uncomfortable, because you're not going to get that. You're right, honey. I was being very selfish and I thought I would try and ruin your wedding night by getting the room next to you, because I know that's uncomfortable and inappropriate. And I thought in the heat of that second, I'm going to do that. Want more of the My Crazy Family podcast? Well, you're in luck. There's plenty of episodes to start binging away on right now for absolutely free. All you have to do is search My Crazy Family wherever you download podcasts or on Apple Podcasts, and find our program and press subscribe. My Crazy Family. Search for it now, press subscribe, and start binging away this instant. My Crazy Family. Enjoy.